Exploding Barrel Assemble!
Right here.
Okay. Hello, welcome to our E3 episode of the Exploding Barrel Podcast on, I don't even care what day it is.
It's June 11th.
On June 11th, then, 2013. This is Mike and I, joined by Edge Guy.
Yo!
It's been crazy.
It's been an exciting 24 hours.
This has been about as exciting a pre-E3, well, let's just call it E3, because if you're at home...
Yeah, I know, they're like, oh, E3 isn't started yet. Fuck you, it has.
This is kind of the important stuff, so yeah. This has been, like, the most exciting E3 I can remember.
I mean, no shocker, new hardware, but sure.
Right, but even still, surprise. I had at least two moments where I just straight up lost my mind, which has not happened in a while. And if you've been listening to this show, you could probably predict what those two moments were.
I really wish I was filming something.
I kind of lost my cool. So, well, let's get going. We'll kind of go chronologically. We'll talk Microsoft, then Sony, then Nintendo, which was earlier today. So, and we'll kind of go through the conference a little bit, then we'll kind of give our thoughts overall. So, let's start with Microsoft. So, Microsoft opened, I thought, pretty well. I liked how they opened. They opened with Metal Gear Solid 5. Downside multi-platform title, but it's a series you mostly associate with Sony. So, seeing it on the Microsoft stage is kind of an interesting deal. And the game looks really good. It's open world.
Most of the games shown yesterday were open world.
Yeah, that seems to be a really big trend. It's like, I mean, technologically, now that you can do it, like, yeah, almost all of these next generation games are like open world sort of things. Yeah. But it looked cool. Like, you're on a horse. It kind of looked Red Dead Redemption-y. You were in Afghanistan. A lot of callbacks to, like, kind of like other Metal Gear things. I mean, Revolver Ocelot was there. Major Miller from, like, what, Metal Gear 2 and Metal Gear Solid 1.
Well,
he
was actually, kind of,
yeah,
Metal Gear Solid 1.
But he was in Peace Walker, and he had Otacon's dad. And the game just looked gorgeous, and just, like, some of the, like, you know, there's, like, real-time weather and real-time daylight, sunlight stuff. It kind of ended with this, like, this montage, and it played, like, this song, very kind of reminiscent of the Snake Eater style with, like, this sort of bombastic James Bond kind of thing. It was just cool. I was kind of geeking out to it. I think Metal Gear Solid 5 is going to be a lot of fun. And Kiefer Sutherland, he sounds pretty good as Snake.
Yeah, I have no
problem. Because he's doing the gruff thing, but it's not like a parody of it, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds pretty nice. So, I'm very high on Metal Gear Solid 5 right now. I'm looking super forward to it.
Me too. I hope I don't get fooled again.
I don't think. It's not like a surprise. Surprise, your play as Raiden's father, who's Solidus, maybe? I don't know. Okay. Next.
Oh, they showed Rise.
I kind of missed this, this is the launch title, too, right?
Yeah, Rise was originally shown as a tease last year. It's supposed to be a Kinect game.
Oh.
And then it's redone now as a controller-based action game for Xbox One. This running CryEngine. Crytek is making this game.
Okay.
So this is the next generation of CryEngine running on the Xbox One. A lot of people are slagging it because it was very QTE heavy. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't bother me too much.
Well, was it QTE or was it context? Like, button context stuff?
Yeah, just like...
Because there's a difference. And people kind of get those two mixed up.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when it's time to finish this guy off, you hit the B button, initiate, and you hit X.
Yeah, well, it's fine. Well, I'll say in general, maybe a little early getting into this, very surprised, almost no Kinect stuff.
Right. Well, they
Go ahead.
No, I forget who was being interviewed.
The Fantasia guy? No.
Some Microsoft exec, might have been Phil Harrison, was saying, like, yeah, we're focusing on core games. Like, you're not going to hear us talk about Kinect very much.
It's interesting though, because I mean, you know, this time we have to have the Kinect. So it's like, well, why do we have it?
I understand in a way, but...
Like, so far,
well, it was damned if you do, damned if you don't, because then if they did show it to Kinect games, you get the people, Kinect, I'm
especially
not
compared
play
to,
it.
Like, the last three press conferences of theirs, which have been so connected.
Like, they announced
weird.
The new Kinect Sports, right before the press.
I mean, they
event.
Have that Fantasia thing and stuff like that. But yeah, no, just like a lot of core games. What was next?
Killer Instinct, which, if I'm reading correctly from some tweets I saw, is apparently free to play?
Really?
Yeah.
I missed out on that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, me and you, we've never really cared about Killer Instinct. This is apparently something people have wanted very badly.
Yeah, I mean, Killer Instinct was fun because it was a good-looking game for its time, and the dial-a-combo thing was kind of fun, if you could do it.
Now, what's weird is, like, because it's like a fighting, you know, it's like kind of it's a fighting game. It doesn't really like look super next gen-y to you until like if they insert all these particle effects, you know,
they're all like affected by physics bouncing around.
I mean, you know, it looks
okay. Let's get this out of the way. Were you offended by the supposed rape joke?
No. I think people were stretching it. Just
yeah, I like. It'll be. I watched the whole conference and then went on Twitter and like everyone's upset about this rape joke. I'm like, I missed this.
There's a rape joke. It went over me. I will say that it's a reoccurring theme always. Like this, like. Pre-thought out banter while they're playing games.
Well, they
so
claim
terrible.
It wasn't scripted, that they were improvising it, and that's why this happened. But they just needed to stop doing that. Both conferences were guilty of this. It's like just
Bungie did it kind of bad too.
Bungie's like just shut up, just play the game.
Right. Okay. What was next?
Sunset Overdrive, which is Insomniac developed Xbox One exclusive, looked really cool.
Yeah. The weird thing about it, well. Let's not forget, Overstrike looked cool, and Infuse sucked. That's the thing, too, is, like, Insomniac has not been on a good streak lately.
Right.
But it seems like they took the original concept for Fuse, the Overstrike thing, like, the style, I mean, and just...
Yeah, the art style. I mean, this game looks almost like a next-gen Ratchet & Clank to me.
That's a bit of a stretch. But, it's another open-world kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's multiplayer, a lot of parkour kind of stuff. Again, more themes that we're seeing. So
it reminded me of Crackdown in a way.
Yeah, no, they had some Crackdown vibes.
Forza 5.
I don't really care about Forza. I mean,
I think it looks
nice.
Good. Yeah. I like. This is probably the best example we've gotten of what all this cloud computing is for with the Dravatars. So basically, as you're playing the game, it's constantly uploading data about how you race. So if you're the kind of person who cuts in the inside, or if you end up off the road a lot, or if you do a lot of drafting, it's capturing all that,
right?
Creating basically an AI that races the way you do,
mm-hmm.
so that when you're playing, you're not playing as a programmed AI. You're playing as other people's Dravatars.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a good way of getting around, like, because racing game AI, especially in The Sims, it's usually pretty boring. They just kind of race on a line and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's like a good way of getting around it, and it's kind of cool too. Like your Dravatar like is racing races when you're not playing the game, and you get to see how it did. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a neat idea. What's next?
Minecraft.
Yeah, what's next?
Quantum Break from Remedy.
Yeah, I'm still kind of confused.
It was an
in-engine
cinematic. We don't know anything about how the game will play, but...
Yeah, next.
I mean, people liked Alan Wake.
Yeah, I guess so. I never actually played Alan Wake.
Yeah. D4.
This is out of nowhere.
It's an episodic horror game. Yeah, they're saying it's episodic, so...
Oh, interesting.
Okay, then they showed Project Spark, which is about as close as Microsoft's ever come to Little Big Planet. Did you watch the full thing on this? Because you kind of came in after this was going on.
No, I didn't really see much of this because
so basically,
I was writing or something.
The whole conceit of the game is you get a blank slate and then you could use voice commands to start filling it in. So you pick the type of terrain, the texture for the terrain. So you pick like mountains with a forest layover. Then you could start terraforming and you could actually use the whole surface thing. The smart glass, rather.
Yeah.
So you're like dragging to raise elevation and put in mountains and all that with your finger. Then you almost think like programming your teammates in Final Fantasy XII.
Gambit system?
Yeah, almost like something like that for everything in the game. So they showed like where you took a rock and turned it into like a literal pet rock by giving it the behavior that if the player came by, it started following the player and jumped towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they gave it like combat AI. And yeah, apparently the whole idea is like you're making games while playing a game.
These creation games, they always kind of sound neat in concept, and then the practice sometimes isn't quite there. Like, I mean, have you ever really made a level in Little Big Planet?
No.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, we'll see.
Crimson Dragon's back as an Xbox One game and not a Kinect game anymore. I think it's Kinect optional.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's like they're losing faith in Kinect, especially if it's supposed to be so much better. Why the heck are all these games being taken off Kinect?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Especially now that we don't have a choice. Like, you know.
Yeah, got it, so.
But, you know, it's fine. I mean, I'd rather they not be Kinect games. It's okay. There's no sound for this. But this
it was weird. There's no sound.
Basically, this is Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah, that's fine. Dead Rising 3.
You know, I mean, I've never been much of a series, but it looked pretty.
Yeah.
It looked cool.
Witcher 3?
Again, I'm not into the series, but again, it looked nice. Again, more open world games. Oh, yeah. A lot of open
this
world.
One's multi-platform, but it's using the Kinect and Smart Glass and all that.
Right. That seems to be their kind of mantra with all their
multi-plat stuff. Yeah. They showed single-player footage of Battlefield 4, which looked good.
Yeah, it's a very, very pretty game.
Then there was a game from the Sword and Sorcery guys called Below. That looked really cool.
I was writing up the Witcher thing while this was happening for Games Beat.
It looked reminiscent of Sword and Sorcery.
They say it's a roguelike?
Yeah, it's a roguelike. It's very zoomed
multiplayer
out.
Roguelike? Mm-hmm. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it looked really good. Then a new studio called Black Tusk showed a very short teaser for a game that they only just started work on. But it was in-engine, and if that's the case, it looked really impressive.
Okay.
And then a new Halo.
Very briefly teased.
Called Halo.
Yeah, I don't know why they... It's like, is it a surprise that it's called Halo 5? You can't not call it. It'd be pretty stupid if they go away from numbers at this point. Once you commit to the 4,
yeah,
that was your chance.
There was your chance to stop at the 4.
Especially if, like, this was the start of a new trip.
Well, the 4 probably was necessary in a way because you had ODST and you had Reach.
I guess.
So you need to reestablish it. Yeah, we're done telling side stories.
It's kind of weird because, like, it's like Master Chief's in this cloak.
It was Journey 2.
Yeah, and then, like, the reveal is, like, it's Master Chief under there, but it's, like, he's a cloak and he's wearing his full body armor under it. It's like, oh, now we can't see his face.
It was a disguise from us.
But it's a very typical Halo trailer. He goes over to, like, some
crumbling cliff or something comes out of the ground.
I mean, it's almost exactly like the Halo 3 teaser trailer.
Right.
So, you know, it's fine. You know, get it in there. It's probably next fall, but next.
That's it. That's what they ended on.
I feel like there's something else. Well, there's the price reveal.
$500.
Not what I was expecting.
No.
I thought 400.
Just a little too much.
I think so.
I mean, 500 was like the most I was willing to accept. It's just a shame they went there. I mean, you know, 500 is an iPad. It's
kind of the way people are always making that. People are always saying that, but and we'll kind of get into this later with Sony things, but it's not a great price for them. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And again, part of the reason the price is so high is because they're bundling that Kinect with it, which they apparently aren't using for much right now. So it's like it's confusing.
They'll use it for the new Kinect Sports.
You know, they had a good... Didn't they show Assassin's Creed? Is that the one you left off? And, like, was that their
word? That was
at
Sony.
That it bugged out?
That was at Sony.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, they showed some good software. They had some decent exclusives. You didn't talk about Titanfall.
Oh, that's what they ended on. I knew you were forgetting something. Yeah, you're right.
That's why I knew you were forgetting something.
Titanfall,
which I think is their strongest exclusive, surprisingly looks
really good.
I did not think I would care about the Respawn Entertainment game, but Titanfall looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's a cool, like, just
it's the most cinematic multiplayer I think I've ever seen.
Right, that's not even just that, but I just love this idea of, like, you know, like, it's like you're playing, like, Halo, and the ordnance drop instead of being, like, a gun or, like, a speed boost as a freaking mech.
Yeah.
It's just kind of cool. And again, it looks very pretty. So I just thought that was kind of an impressive show, like, kind of debut for that game. And it, like,
the only thing, like, it almost hurts them in a way that it's also coming to 360 and PC.
That's weird.
Like, if, like, that was the game to get you to buy an Xbox One, you might say, like, well...
That's the thing. It's like, I can tell myself, well, if I don't get an Xbox One, I could still play this game on my PC or whatever.
Right.
But besides that, they, you know, what were, like, their other exclusives? Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct, Sunset Overdrive, Rise, Forza, Minecraft, Quantum Break, D4, Project Spark, Crimson Dragon, Dead Rising, Below, and Halo, and that Black
It's a
Tusk
good
game.
Exclusive, but they probably had more exclusives to name than Sony did.
Yeah.
Exclusively speaking. I think it was good that they focused on games. They had a lot of good stuff to show.
They also seemed to have more things that were, like, playable.
I guess. Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, they still did, like, stuff like way in the future, like that Halo thing and whatever.
Yeah, but, like, you know, Project Spark was playable, Crimson Dragon,
Dead
Rising.
Sure, some Sony show a lot of playable stuff, too. Or stuff that will be playable, yeah.
Something that was in theory playable.
I'm missing it, but, oh, yeah, because their demo broke. But, just, I thought it was a good effort.
It was good. I was watching, I was like, okay, this is about as good as they could do.
I thought it was a B. If I'd, like, rate it. Now, do you think they were smart not to talk about all, like, the controversies?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, it served them well, because it didn't kind of bring it up.
Right, but it kind of...
But it's still all unclear.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about Sony now? Because it's like...
Yeah, let's do it so we can just get the comparisons.
Because that's what it really is. So, Sony's conference started off kind of slow.
Really? Well, it started with, like, a montage of games we've seen already.
And it started with them basically sure, like, you know, well, PlayStation 3 and Vita are still around. Nothing really new to say for Vita.
No, Vita was...
Well, the Vita games aren't going to get a big announcement on screen time like that.
I know, they almost need to, I feel like.
No, well, they'll do something. They'll have a Vita show. It's like last year at the 3DS. They didn't show anything at their press conference. They just later, hopefully. But, well, then they kind of got into the PlayStation 4 thing. First, they just showed... I think it was nice how, like, they immediately said, here's those games we showed in February. Here's just some new stuff for all of them very quickly. And, you know, they're looking good. Killzone looks nice. I thought Infamous looked a lot better this time than the first time.
That character has some personality now.
Right. He looks good, a lot more interesting than Cole did.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's doing his, like, fire powers, and I thought that looked good. And that's a confirmed launch game. That's one thing we
Infamous
didn't...
is not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. The launch
titles...
That's
right, Killzone is.
Killzone, right. Drive Club,
but,
and...
So, Killzone, and,
Knack.
Knack, and that... Okay, but that's still pretty... You're right. But, yeah, that's a pretty good trio right there. Especially, I think Knack looks really kind of charming and endearing still. Mm-hmm. So, then what happened?
I don't have this in order. I couldn't find a site that had it in order for me to digest it real quick.
Can we talk about Final Fantasy?
Yeah, so
They
showed him more, and he's like, we can't talk about this, but here's a trailer. I'm like,
so
what the
he talked
hell is
about
this?
It. Yeah. Well, it's neat because there's two theories. Either Final Fantasy Versus 13 had been written off, or it became 15.
Which is what this is.
Right, and it's cool because they showed a very long trailer. I mean, it's the first time we've seen this game in a while, and it looked pretty cool. There was a lot of, like, very...
Is it bad that I was watching it thinking it was still a PS3 game?
No, I thought it looked good.
Really. I mean, it might have been the quality of the stream, but...
I thought it looked good. I mean, I know what you mean. I thought
it looked like a really good PS3
game. I wonder how much of it has been kind of, like, just upscaled, because they've been working on it forever. No, right. I thought it looked good, especially, like, just... Like, it had kind of that God of War 3 thing going on when you're fighting, where, like, all this ridiculous stuff was happening kind of in the background, like, the camera would come out. And the character was doing this thing where he would just kind of, like, he would, like, throw his sword and jump onto things. And then, like, at the end, you had, like, the reveal, it said Final Fantasy Versus 13, the old logo, and then it turned to Final Fantasy 15. Do you think it's a smart move? Do you think... Go ahead.
It's probably the best way to salvage it.
Because you can't really keep the 13
branding.
Well,
yeah, it's not like the 13 has a ton of cachet.
Right. And it has nothing to do with 13 anyways to begin with.
Right.
Like, the idea was, like, they're going to come out around the same time.
Now, the only weird thing is, you now have a main series Final Fantasy game that's, like, an action RPG.
Right, that is what's weird. Like, this is a straight-up action RPG game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's basic. I mean, it's done by the Kingdom Hearts. Like, the music is by the person who does the Kingdom Hearts music. You know,
right.
There's Nobuo.
Nobuo Matsu.
Which, by the way, she does fantastic work, so I don't care. But,
right.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting, because, like, even more so than usual,
it almost doesn't feel like a Final Fantasy.
What?
Like, there were no chocobos or mods, which in a way is good, because it shows this movie.
It's like,
somewhere.
In a weird way, there are so many Final Fantasies you can say that about. I mean, you know, it looks a lot like Final Fantasy VIII did, to be honest. I'm sure chocobos will be in it and mods and stuff like that. I think it's a neat move. I do hope that after this there will be kind of a let's do something traditional. Let's do kind of a go get 'em fantasy, like a Final Fantasy IX again.
Right.
Like it looks like Final Fantasy. But I like that they're doing this, because I think the game does look solid. And again, it is just kind of weird that it's an action RPG and it's Final Fantasy 15. But hey, there it is. So I think it was a smart move. But then they had the tease for Kingdom Hearts 3, and
you died yourself.
I died.
Now the cynic in me wants to say, "Oh, they're making a sequel to Kingdom Hearts. Who fucking does?"
Well, hey, it took forever.
Good for you, I say. I mean, I'm happy.
Seriously, Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in 2006.
It's gonna. And here's the thing, Mike. I hope you realize it's that game's like 3 years away.
No, yeah, it is. I know. I mean,
just want you to be aware of this.
Just get the announcement out there. Make me happy. You know, I'm good. I can't complain. I'm pleased. And it looked pretty nice, too, what they showed. You know, like the... You know, there's so many things. Like, oh, that keyblade he picked up, it looked like the Kingdom Key, but it was different. And he's, like, surfing on the Heartless. Like, yeah, like the Heartless Swarm, you know?
Yeah, that was cool. But here's the thing. Like, you talking about this Kingdom Key he picked up?
Yeah,
right
I don't
over
care.
My head.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, fan service.
They need... I hope... they're doing these HD re-releases, but I really hope that game has a very good previously on Kingdom Hearts thing.
Yeah, something like that, or like... Yeah, they can't rely on everybody having played all of these spinoffs.
Well, this is, as was pointed out, the 10th Kingdom Hearts game.
Right, and the weird
There's
thing is...
There's 10 of these
And
now.
The weird thing is, all of them are, like, kind of at least pretty important to, like, the continuing plot. So, it's confusing. I agree, but, I mean... It looks pretty, and I really like these games. and it's cool, and it took forever. I mean, there just wasn't a Kingdom Hearts game for the last generation. That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Here it is. And like, I wasn't expecting them to actually and finally announce it.
Oh, really?
I wasn't.
I kind of was.
No, I didn't think
when it was. When they were showing Nomura, I was like, he's going to show
Kingdom Hearts. No, I just didn't think it was going to happen. Even when they started the montage for a second, I thought it was going to be a Kingdom Hearts 1.5 something stupid. I don't know. But I just got... I mean, I lost it. I've been waiting for this for a long time, so I'm pretty stoked. And they didn't really say that either of these were exclusives, were they?
I think maybe 15 is. Because no. Versus 13 was going
to
be.
Well, is it? I would almost expect 15 to not be an exclusive, and I would expect Kingdom Hearts to maybe.
Yeah, they didn't say really one way or the
other. Well, it's weird because Microsoft is taking a very strong kind of pro-USA approach to everything.
Yeah, but also, don't forget, Square Enix needs to be making money right now, and it behooves them to be wherever they can.
Yeah, so we'll see if any of those end up being exclusives. What else?
Let's see, Drive Club.
Looks nice.
Which PlayStation Plus users get like a half version of the game for free on launch. There you go. What are you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Let's see, they showed The Order 1886, which looked kind of like Left 4 Dead in a weird sort of steampunky
London. It's like Victorian punk. Van Helsing. Kind of, like Dishonored. But it's being made by Santa Monica and Ready at Dawn. So, like, the two people who used to make God of War games have teamed up to make this. So that's kind of, it could be neat. But neat concept, and then there you go, that's an exclusive.
The Dark Sorcerer from David Cage's Quantum Dreams.
Yeah, I don't care much about David
Cage. Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I was like, it was a guy talking. Yeah. I mean, it looked pretty, but it doesn't inform you anything about what the game is.
The trailer wasn't nearly as clever as it thought it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was doing, like, this whole, like, oh, it's like they're filming a scene. And like
green screen.
And I'm not much for David Cage. Apparently,
I'm not either.
Some people were still, like, going on about Heavy Rain. I did not like Heavy Rain.
Let's see, there was the on-stage playthrough of Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag that did not go very well.
But it looked fine while it lasted.
Yeah, I was reading a lot of journalists tweeting, like, they actually felt bad because, like, they saw this same demo earlier and it was fine.
Yeah, it happens.
There's a big Watch Dogs demo.
Mm-hmm. That looks like a game to watch out for. Watch out for,
huh? Hey-o! They showed a Mad Max game from the people who made Just Cause.
I don't really know anything about Mad Max, but Just Cause 2 is fantastic.
Yeah, so that's kind of exciting.
They had a really big indie showcase, which was really telling. Because Microsoft's indie thing basically consisted solely of...
Below.
Yeah.
In Minecraft, I guess you could say.
Yeah, but, I mean, they just went out. I mean, they made a very strong pro-indie statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they said all those games they showed were... coming work exclusive.
No, because like that Oddworld game, Nintendo showed it their Nintendo Direct.
Okay,
and a lot of them are PC games.
Okay, so yeah, but then you know they just very they had Oddworld. They had the next game Don't from the Starve, Bastion guys.
Yeah, they had Transistor,
Octodad. It was just kind of cool to see like that focus. And like there's some games like I never heard of. I'm like, oh, look, that looks cool.
Right.
You know, it's cool to know we're gonna have these kind of experience. Like, oh, I'll buy this for $10.
Right.
It was. I thought it was a very cool, like even more so than the game itself. I thought it was a cool statement to be that strong.
It just seems so weird because, like, it almost feels like in a way Microsoft invented this idea of like the $10 downloadable game.
That's what's weird is that they kind of let it go.
Yeah,
they let Sony totally come in and steal it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a big deal. I mean, Microsoft should know better than anybody the value of these games.
Yeah, Summer of Arcade is huge for them.
Right, it's not going to be huge in the future. I don't know what else.
Then there was whatchamacallit, Destiny.
Destiny looked good.
Looks really good.
I've been very cynical on Destiny, but it kind of looks like it's like a sort of. It is sort of like a Guild Wars 2 kind of with like an FPS, and it's kind of neat because the only like shooter game we really have that at least that I played with loot is Borderlands, and this is a very different feel from Borderlands, you know. And like you have these public quests and stuff. It looked very pretty too. It looked super pretty.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so that's going to be a cool one. Again, though, not exclusive. But
right, but they seem to have some kind of
deal. Yeah, they were very vague on.
Yeah.
Very vague on that.
Pretty much anything multi-platform is going to have we have this. Like, Watch Dogs is supposed to have another hour of content. Assassin's Creed's getting some skins or something.
Right. Was that it?
That's always going to be the thing. I believe so.
Okay, so then the big moment, then they just basically went up there and slapped Microsoft. So, like, seriously, this was the most epic beatdown of a competitor probably since
Jack Tretton was giggling.
Probably since when, like that first E3 when, like, after
the Saturn announcement.
Yeah, they just came out and said what $299 or whatever their price was. I mean, it was crazy. So yeah, basically, they just had like a big. They made a big deal out of saying no used game restrictions, no sharing game restrictions. When you have a disc, you can do whatever you want to.
Sell it. You could rent. You could loan it.
Now, you and people of your ilk had been saying, like, your whole, like, tune had been that, well, this Microsoft stuff kind of sucks, but Sony's going to do the same exact thing, and if you don't think they are, you're dumb. They didn't.
I've eaten my crow on this.
And it is surprising.
I was wrong.
I mean, I'll give you some slack. I kind of thought they would, too. But they're not. And oh my god.
And they're proud of it.
They are super proud. Like
that video they did where it was like, here's how to loan games with the PlayStation 4. Step one. Here you go. Thanks.
And I mean, it's funny because basically it's a non-feature. It's something that...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I'm almost getting the sense now from Sony that, like, it never even occurred to them, like, to do any of this,
right,
like, online check stuff. And then they're like, oh, like, okay, well,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like Microsoft served them this on a silver platter. And then...
I am shocked. Honestly, I'm shocked that Microsoft didn't do something to figure out if Sony had something similar cooked up and, like...
Maybe they just didn't care. Fall.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe Microsoft really just did not think this would be that big. I mean, there was thunderous applause.
Standing ovations.
Crazy. Like it was a moment, you know? It's just like, you were watching and you're like, oh, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you literally could feel the winds changing.
It was a very great time to very quickly say, oh, and by the way, you have to pay to play online now. Right. But anyway.
Very smart.
You could rent games.
$10 cheaper a year than
true
live, though. And...
And none of the other multimedia stuff is paywall. That's the one thing that that's the thing that annoys me with Xbox Live Gold is like you can't watch Netflix without Xbox Live Gold.
And besides, PlayStation Plus kind of has a good rep right now, you know.
Yeah. So, although they say Xbox Live Gold is going to start getting free games,
right?
So, I got Fable free.
Well, it's weird because they're going to have to start competing with each other. Like they're much more comparable services now, which is interesting. But yeah, so that's like they kind of stuck that in. And then the price, $400, $100 cheaper. And, you know, you look at the two and you say, well, what am I getting for $100 more? You're getting Kinect. The Kinect, which apparently is not being used for much, except for voice commands and to turn your Xbox on.
And to play Kinect Sports.
And I mean, look, and like when, you know, the PlayStation 3 was $200 more expensive than the 360, and, you know, then you would say, well, it has a Blu-ray and, you know, it's more powerful and the hard drive is bigger. This time, it's literally just the Kinect.
Yeah.
Is Microsoft screwed? Is there... Because it looks like they are in a really rough spot.
They kind of are. I mean,
their only hope right now, really, is the fact that is the idea that our opinions don't matter.
Yeah,
that's basically it.
The fact that the whole notion that well, these people already have Xbox 360s, they're just going to buy an Xbox One.
But I mean, we already seen before, like they're counting on brand loyalty. Brand loyalty means Jack and video games. We've seen it time and time again.
You know what creates brand loyalty when it comes to buying a console?
What?
Backwards compatibility.
Well, that helps, yeah.
And that's all gone.
Yeah, not by their fault, really. It's just it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what? It's funny, because they're acting... I keep saying it's exactly like last time, but reverse. Like, Microsoft is this complacent sort of, like they think they can do whatever they want and get away with it, because they made the 360. By the way, the 360 sold, like, 77 million units worldwide. PlayStation 3 was 70. It's not, like, the huge disparity that some people think it is.
It's more so in the States, I think.
Right, but I mean, it's not so much to justify this amount of, like...
Hubris,
yeah. I mean, you know, like, and, like, all of a sudden, Sony is a humble company. Who would have thought?
It's really weird.
They are humble, endearing, and likable. Sony, you know?
Yeah.
The same guys with the whole $599 thing. But, I mean, let's just be clear. Sony killed it. Absolutely killed it. As good a E3 press conference as I've ever seen. Seriously, like, they dominated. They literally just slapped Microsoft silly. It almost had nothing to do with the games. It really didn't.
Mm.
And their games were good. They had a good showing. You know, they had a decent amount of exclusives and good-looking stuff. Some surprises with Kingdom Hearts 3, obviously a big deal for me. But, I mean, just this kind of coming out and just saying, look... We don't have those restrictions that the Xbox One does. We can do everything that it can, except for, like, you know, like the Kinect voice commands, whatever. It's weird.
Hmm.
It feels like, how is Microsoft coming back from this? So I'm asking you, how is Microsoft coming back from this? Because you've kind of been a pro.
I mean, the best case scenario is for them to go, shit, okay, let's figure this out, and then come back a month and be like, okay,
can
listen.
Can they backtrack?
We listen to your feedback.
Can they do that?
Like, they have to spin it just so. So it really sounds like we've listened to the community, we've taken your feedback, and we're going to do what you guys want. You know, we're listening to you guys, so we're going to tone back all this online checking. And
can they really do that? Can they backtrack this late?
They can.
I don't know.
They can. Might they be, can do it.
That train might be going too fast. And the cliff's already over here, you know?
You'd be surprised.
I don't know.
You'd be surprised. They hit those brakes fast.
I feel like they committed to it.
I mean, the price. You can't change the price. The price is the price.
They had to know that $500 was going to be expensive.
You're right. But, and it's not like some people are saying, oh, they should make a version that doesn't, like, make the Kinect not required. They can't do that.
Well,
the system's at the core is too dependent on Kinect. But, I mean, if I was to pontificate, you could do, like, okay, fine. You don't have to have the system online every 24 hours, but this means you can't buy a disc installed to your system and not need a disc anymore. It's going to work like the 360 does now. Either you're buying your games digitally, or you're installing a disc, but you need a disc.
This is the problem. It's complicated. There's rules. It's like, you can do this, and then this, and this, this.
No, I'm saying, just get rid of the rules. Say, look, okay, we're just going to do what the Xbox 360 does now.
Yeah. That's what they should do.
I mean, that's what they need to do.
Because it's just too much. It's just too fucking complicated. And like, as soon as they're going on and on about this, like, the fact that they had to, like, release this fact sheet, and people still don't understand what that was going on.
And the telling thing is, we don't even quite understand it.
No.
Part of that's because they're not really telling everything.
But
could you imagine explaining this
to, like
a housewife buying an Xbox for their kids?
Like, their only hope is that literally it's so far above them that they just buy it anyways. But I don't know. I mean, look, I mean, but the... What you can't forget is that the core gamers are often acting as the, like, liaison between these companies and these announcements and, like, the kind of next step down.
Yeah, I mean, how many phone calls do you get, like, hey, what should I get my
kid? I'm the one who's telling people, like, you know, maybe be careful about getting the next Xbox because you can't lend games to people. Meanwhile, here's the PlayStation 4 and you can. A lot of, you know, people I know already are already, you know, the buzz is on Sony's side right now.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft is not where they want to be.
Nope.
And, you know, it's weird because it's like, I don't know what their message is because they were so into that all-in-one thing and, you know, media center, and then they don't talk about that at all now. And I understand they wanted to focus on the games and maybe that was a smart thing to do, but there's still so many questions about that. And it's still not compelling. Like, I don't know why that's worth getting the system for. It is, they are in a weird, not great-looking spot.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony... You know, and Microsoft, they allowed this to happen. They allowed themselves to be painted as the new devil, you know? And Sony smelled blood in the water, and they strategically came out and said, guess what? We're the savior. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Just incredible play by them. They look like $1 million right now. Like, they can't do any wrong. Like you said, they basically announced, like, yeah, you're going to pay for multiplayer anymore. No one cared.
No one cared. In fact, people didn't even believe it. People are literally like, oh, our brother Chris literally said, oh, I didn't hear them say that. It was on a slide.
Yeah, it happened.
But no one was paying attention.
No one was paying attention.
Websites,
they defended
it. Was it Kotaku, Polygon, one of them, like, posted, because not even from the slide from the conference, it was like the asterisk on that little how to trade your game thing, where it's like, wait a minute, we think this thing says that you need PlayStation Plus to play online. We're not sure. We've contacted Sony for clarification. I'm like, fuck you. They said so.
Yeah.
You weren't listening. You were standing and cheering.
Right.
But no one cared.
No one cared. People were defending, like, oh, whatever. They're, like, happy to give Sony money now.
It's so weird.
It's bizarre.
It's so weird.
It's bizarre.
You had to, 3 years ago, they just midway was like, you know what? You need PlayStation Plus to play online. We've decided this is the way to go.
What do you think of the design of the system, by the way?
Looks like an Xbox One caught in the wind.
It looks like it looks very PlayStation 2-y.
It's slanted.
Yeah, I know. PlayStation 1
is
bold.
Both systems
look
fairly similar, I think.
Yeah, they're very, very hard edgy, very kind of.
I feel like a PS4 stacked on top of PS1 will look very nice.
Xbox One.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's all getting confusing now, isn't it?
All these fucking numbers. All
right. You want to talk about Nintendo then? Because they did their.
I think they're fucked.
They're not fucked. They're back to GameCube. They're back to trailing sales wise and getting along with their first parties. Let's go through it.
Yeah, go through it. I'll give you my thesis on this.
First they had Pokemon, which looked cool. They introduced a new type, fairy type. This is the first time they introduced a new type since Gold and Silver.
Yeah.
And
strong against Dragon.
Which is nice, because Dragon did not have very many weaknesses.
Just Dragon.
No, I think Ice, maybe. But Dragon's always been weird. Like, the new Eevee is that type. And what's cool is that they're shuffling some normal Pokemon in a Fairy type, which is nice.
Cause Jigglypuff and Meryl.
And I assume, like, Clefairy. Well, it's nice because the normal type has been always kind of useless, so it's nice to kind of get some of them in there. So, yeah, Pokemon looks great. Everyone likes Pokemon. Then they showed Mario 3D World.
Super Mario 3D World.
Kind of a disappointment.
Well, our stream was acting all funky.
I watched
the whole thing. Yeah, when we were watching it, cut in partway through.
I thought it was a 3DS game.
I was like, oh, it's awesome. Then it was like, oh, wait, that's a Wii U game? That sucks. Here's the thing.
It seems like it's
a sequel to a 3DS game, you know exactly what it's going to play like. I see no use for the tablet. And, like, you know, we were expecting...
I was expecting, like...
Mario Galaxy again.
Or, like the next step of that.
Jump, yeah.
Well, and the problem is, it 3D Land, it has that classic Mario aesthetic, you can put it, but I don't really mean that in a good way. I mean that in a very tired way.
Yeah.
Like, you have the blocks everywhere, and the things with the eyes on them.
But now there's a cat suit.
The cat suit's kind of neat. I mean, look, I don't want to be too down on this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be fine, and I like, you know, it is the first co-op 3D Mario game. I think maybe 3D Land had something, I don't remember. But, you know, you can do four-player co-op with, like, in 3D... And they have the fixed camera angles that kind of make that work. So, you know, that's fine, but it's just, like, compared to, like, Mario Galaxy 2, it looks really...
Yeah, just...
It looks great. Like they're like, shit, we need to get a 3D Mario game on the Wii U now. No. Fuck, you know, like, make something now. Oh, you just made 3D Land? Reuse some of that shit.
Yeah, up-res it and get it out. Yeah,
it's just kind of a bummer. Like, maybe after that, like, it will come, like, this really... I don't know, super 3D Mario. But it's just, like, when it's, like... compared to the Galaxy games, which were so inventive and, like, kind of took on so many of the conventions, to see them just fall back into it, it's kind of a letdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I'm sure it'll be fun, but just as, like, eh. And then you had Mario Kart, maybe.
Which is Mario Kart.
Which Mario Kart, you know, those are games you're never excited about, but they're always fun.
Yeah.
There's, like, some anti-gravity stuff in it that looks neat enough. Donkey Kong Country Returns, Donkey Kong Country... Tropical Freeze.
Yeah.
It's nice. These games are good. My disappointment here is that everyone was wondering what Retro was making next.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people were like, maybe they're making the Star Fox. Maybe they're making another Metro game. And it's like, they're making another 2D platformer.
And I said this on Twitter, but, like, kind of the problem that, like, Nintendo has with the 3DS and Wii U, they keep making, like, the same games very close to each other.
No, it's like, why
are... I don't need another... I just played Donkey Kong.
It's like, why are you making... Exactly. These are two... both of these games could pretty much just be on the 3DS.
Well, it was the same thing that happened with New Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
New Super Mario Brothers 2 comes out on 3DS, and then, like, 4 months later, I'm playing it on Wii U. I didn't care.
Somebody made the point before that, because I was like, why get a Wii U when you have a 3DS? And they're not making it a very compelling argument with some of this software. Like, nothing looks crazy.
Nothing, like, no real use for the tablet that I could see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
You didn't even see the tablet at all.
You're kind of right.
That whole show, except for Art Academy.
It's weird, because I expected them to really come out with a lot of software, and not as much as I thought, to be honest.
He apologized profusely for the delays of Wii Fit U and Wii Party U. To which I say, oh, those were things?
Right, well, I guess it's a big deal for them. But, yeah, again, that's weird that those are being delayed now. Like, what is happening over there? Why is this taking so long? Are they really this caught off guard by HD development?
I guess so.
Seriously, that's the only thing. Because the stream of games is just not strong. I mean, there's some, like, you know, Wonderful 101 looks fine, Bayonetta 2, the next Xenoblade or whatever it's called. You know, it looks nice, but it's not much.
X or whatever.
Well, that's not, like, the real name.
The game where you fly through the air.
Yeah, thank you, Iwata. But, yeah, it's Smash Bros. Smash Bros. Looks amazing.
Well, Smash Bros. Look like Smash Bros.
Well, Smash Bros. Look cool.
Yeah, it looks cool, but...
Well, you can't... No. You're not going to be dismissive of Smash Bros. Like this.
I just wish we found out a little bit about what makes this one different from the other ones.
Well, it can't be too different. It's Smash Bros. The big difference is usually the characters. And this one's on 3DS. And it's cool because the 3DS has, like, they kind of added a shell state.
Yeah, that was
It looked like there are some levels that, I don't know if they're on both. Like, there's, like, a Spirit Tracks level in the 3DS one, whereas the Wii U one has, like, a Skyloft level from...
Yeah, that's cool.
And
Mega Man looks awesome. Yeah. So I'm not gonna take that.
The Mega Man reveal
you start
just
losing your shit.
There's literally no character you could ask Smash Bros. That I would be more excited about, because I freaking love Mega Man. And he looked like, the design is so good. Like the classic Mega Man design, like the proportions are even closer to the sprite than like the like official Mega Man like artwork usually is. He looks just great. That model looks amazing. And he has so many moves. Like, I don't even know how that works. Like, he's
probably every single B button direction attack is a different power up.
Well, even still, he did like more than like five of
them. Maybe that's one of the new things about the Smash Bros.
Maybe there's more moves.
Maybe it's more akin to how All Star works.
But it's cool because like he immediately like, or maybe even just like the down and aimers can do some of this stuff. But like he did the Metal Blade, which is like everyone's favorite from Mega Man 2. And yeah, he just looked awesome. And you had the person from Animal Crossing also kind of announced.
The villager, whatever.
Yeah, so that make, you know, which makes sense. Like, you get him in there. And, the levels, like, it looked nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looked good. You had, there was, the Dr. Wily castle in the background of the Mega Man level. I said there's a Skyloft level. There's, a level that just seemed to be, in, a wrestling ring or something.
Yeah.
There's a variation on the Battlefield level. Maybe it had just, the Smash Bros. Logo on the bottom, but I'm very excited. I mean, I know. It's Smash Brothers. Like, what, you know, I'd be mad, though, if it was like, oh, Smash Brothers is a 3D game. They're like, oh, no. Weird that there's no name for it yet.
I still think that is the name.
No. It would be maybe Smash Brothers 3DS, Smash Brothers Wii U, not Smash Brothers on Wii U. Like it said, no. But, no, that was exciting. Very exciting. But, again, it's like, well, when's that coming out? Maybe fall of 2014?
At best.
So it's like, what are their fall games now then?
Because I thought they announced a lot. I mean, that Mario 3D World, Mario and Donkey World, Kong, and
Mario 3D World, Donkey Kong, and
Wind Waker, which we didn't talk about.
Wind Waker looks really good.
A little bummed the music.
A little bummed the music kind of.
And
still
the Tingle
sounds
thing was stupid.
Yeah, that was kind of nice.
It's just Miiverse. Every game has Miiverse.
Yeah, but it's kind of neat, the implementation with the bottles. And it's cool, like, they you see they added a thing where, like, your sailing can go faster, so people can stop bitching about that. Because that was always a complaint. I was like, oh, it's too slow to get around. Oh, shut up. But, yeah, no, Wind Waker looks great. And then, no, they have some stuff. It's just, it's not as strong as I thought. Really, a large part of it is this Mario 3D Land thing, just kind of underwhelming me.
Yeah.
Kind of, again, it looks, I'm sure it'll be fine, but it's just, like, not what I was hoping for. So, I don't know, I guess Nintendo's in a weird place. I don't think they're doomed. I don't think it's,
well, you know what Nintendo's biggest problem is now? They're gonna have a $350 system, and for $50 more, you get a PlayStation
That's 4. True, when you put it like that.
Yeah, that's my problem. Well, they need a price drop now.
There will be a That thing's going to at least 300 before the.
It has to. I mean, there's all this rumor of the $300 8 gigabit system's getting sent back and blah, blah, blah.
No,
but
that's happening.
A $50 gap between Wii U and PlayStation 4 is not good.
No, that's happening for sure. It's just kind of bizarre. They're just doing their own thing. It's hard. There's no way Nintendo's going to win.
No. They have to be kind of in third and content with that, I think.
Right. Like I said, it's like, why do I hear an echo? Do you hear that?
No.
Is that in my head? Sorry. Okay, but it is kind of like they're back to GameCube. Well,
the Wii U has become my Nintendo box
exactly.
again.
Like I said, like,
what, are you going to buy Assassin's Creed 4 on the Wii U?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. Yeah, it's just
I mean, this happens every Nintendo system. It's like, oh, this is the time. There's gonna be third party games and all this stuff. And I keep sitting there going, it's gonna be your Nintendo box.
Well, at least the Wii sold well though, which probably not gonna happen with the Wii U so much. Like I said, I don't think it's gonna be a complete disaster. I think they'll still get by for like 4 years or something, and then they'll make their real next gen system.
Yeah, but are they gonna? Everyone else is making their next one.
That's the thing. They have to get out of this weird cycle of like
being behind a generation.
Yeah, look, you're gonna have to jump ahead a little bit here, guys. I don't know what you're doing. It's bizarre. But like I said, I still like Nintendo games. Yeah. I still don't regret having a Wii U.
Right. That's
play
why
these
you
games.
Have it.
Yeah, you know,
but is that to the average person worth a $350 console?
I don't know. For kids, maybe.
Yeah, so you give them a tablet they can break.
Oh, please. Kids are growing up with tablets now. They won't break them. They're very careful. They understand the value of that, because then they can't play Angry Birds anymore. It's hard to predict what's going on with them.
All right, so what were some of your other disappointments of E3?
Disappointments? I don't know. I can tell you what other things that excited me. Mirror's Edge 2 was announced.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had the Battlefront tease for a second at EA.
Very short second.
Mm-hmm. Ubisoft showed a new game, which is weird because it looked a lot like Watch Dogs called The Division. It's another open world. I guess I like open world games a lot. I'm getting a little worried that we're becoming very dependent on open world games. Because I understand, because that's like the thing you want to do. Like, oh, we have the technology now.
There's no levels. And
yeah, I understand that, but it's like every game can't be an open world shooter. Maybe it can. I don't know. And with weird multiplayer support.
I'll tell you my two big disappointments. Okay. First of all, I was really hoping someone was going to announce a new Mega Man game at their conference.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I never really bought into that rumor. But the Mega Man in Smash Bros. Wii really takes the sting out of that.
A little bit.
Good deal for me.
But I'm really disappointed there's no Last Guardian. Boy, yeah. I thought for sure we were going to see something.
What? I don't understand how development of that game could go so wrong.
I know.
Like, how hard could that... I understand it'd be hard, but I mean, you did.
It's been years.
You made Shadow of the Colossus.
I'm sure they could figure it out.
Make something like that, you know? It's bizarre. And apparently they're still making it. It can't be a PlayStation 3 game at this point.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the end of their conference. Bring it out as a reborn as a PlayStation 4 game. It was a big deal.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is bizarre. Because, I mean, look, this year we freaking had Final Fantasy Versus 13 finally show up, you know?
Yeah, right?
That's been a joke forever. Yeah, I know. At this point, who knows? But, geez. Yeah, Last Guardian, it's weird. And apparently someone asked them about it, and they said it's still in development. I want to be at this point where I'm just you know what? It's done. There's no...
Yeah.
Fine. Bizarre. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good all around. Even Nintendo stuff, I had my mild, underwhelmed maybe, but I was still, I wasn't mad about anything. Stuff looked nice. I think Microsoft had a decent showcase. I thought Sony definitely won.
Yeah, that's the thing. Microsoft, they did fine for what they're doing. They just got so trounced by Sony.
Sony was just in the perfect position. Going after Microsoft, mm-hmm. They couldn't have done it the way they did if they went first, you know?
Well, you almost can. I mean, we still knew all that stuff.
Yeah, but then Microsoft can respond. Or try to.
How? You say, we're going to come out $399, then make Microsoft look dumb, except they go, well, it's going to be $500,
yeah.
$499.
The only thing they can, their only play right now is to try to convince people why, being online all the time is a good thing, with, the cloud computing. They have to prove why that's worth anything.
I think they missed, bad information got out there, and they're not controlling it. People assume that this cloud computing meant, better graphics in games, but I think it is, the Drivatar. It's computing, AI and stuff. It's not that they can... people are saying, if they would have showed, this is what this game looks without the cloud, and this is what it looks like with. But, I'm like, there's no such thing.
But the thing is, you can still do that stuff on a PlayStation 4. It's just you're online to do it, and you probably will be. But again, a lot of the stuff, I tell you, this Xbox One stuff, it doesn't really affect me much. It's just the idea of all these restrictions and all these complications. People just don't like
that. It's the idea of them in the face of Sony saying, we have none of that.
And by the way, very bad timing, because, what's
this whole prison
thing? What's huge in the news right now? Yeah, all these privacy concerns, and now all of a sudden, you're online all the time, and this camera's always watching you. Just bad timing.
Yeah. Speaking of camera, you see they did announce that PlayStation 4 controllers and the PlayStation Eye will be $60.
Okay.
By themselves.
Oh, PlayStation 4 is region-free, though.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Again, it's just it just seems like...
Again, that doesn't matter to me at all.
Yeah.
But, hey, why not?
There's sometimes some fun things. But, it's just it just seems like the much friendlier system. It seems like Sony's my friend.
Yeah.
And Microsoft's, mean.
They got your back, bro.
It seems like Microsoft's a jerk right now. it's bizarre. So, we are in agreement. This is very clear-cut who won.
Yeah.
Sony destroyed... They kind of trounced. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
E3-wise, I don't believe so.
All right. I mean, we just want to talk about E3, right?
Yeah, you don't want to do all the other stuff?
No, I didn't play anything.
Play anything either. You want to see what's coming out this week? Because there's one game coming out this week. What? Last of Us.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited for that. You know, we didn't talk about Elder Scrolls Online. They showed that for PlayStation 4.
That's coming out
for everything.
It is coming. The beta is going to come exclusively, but it's coming out to the consoles in 14, but it's coming out to the PC this year, so I'll be playing it there.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
No. They've
always
been
wrong about that.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to check it right now. You do the releases.
Okay, you check that. I'm pretty certain about that, but Maybe that was the beta. I don't know. All right, so Last of Us. Oh, Animal Crossing, New Leaf. You got that.
I got that. It's fun. I'll talk about it more next time when I played it more.
Tekken Revolution, which is a free-to-play Tekken game. Planetary Annihilation's on here again.
It's coming out spring 2014 for everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did I get that? Mm-hmm. Pandora, Purge of Pride, SimCity for Mac. No, that got delayed, actually. That got delayed like 4 days ago. It was supposed to come out today.
Oh, wow.
Xenoclash 2 in the 360, Flying Hamster HD. It's a Vita game. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, and then apparently the beta for World of Tanks begins this weekend for 360 if you sign up.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening to Explain Barrel E3 podcast. We hope you had fun. Let us know what you thought about E3 on our Google Plus community. Be sure to visit our Twitter and our Facebook pages, and go on iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. Go to EB Podcast to find all our old episodes. And that's it. We'll see you next week right here on the Explain Barrel podcast.
Bye.